escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, we're waiting for Mayor Adams to make some remarks this hour about the police officer that was shot this morning in Queens. Meanwhile, our Eileen LaPalmer is on the scene, and she joins us with details.
Well, Linda, there's still multiple street closures here around the Whitestone Expressway and 22nd Road, where this officer was shot around 9 o'clock this morning. Now, here's what I'm being told from sources. This actually came in as a report of a stolen vehicle, and then the officers responded here to 22nd Road. That is when that the officer was shot once in the leg. That officer is in stable condition at the hospital. We do know that at least one suspect was taken into custody and that suspect was not shot. So again, we have a police officer, New York City police officer, shot around 9 o'clock this morning, rushed to the hospital in stable condition. All of this unfolding after a report of a stolen car and cops responding to that. We will be hearing from the mayor shortly at Jamaica Hospital for more information. For now, Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Whitestone, Queens.
The funeral of Amadou Diallo is today. He's the 27-year-old innocent bystander that was killed in last weekend's Brooklyn Lounge shooting. Police say Diallo was caught in the crossfire Sunday at Taste of the City in Crown Heights, where several others were injured. It all started when two men got into an argument, then opened fire. Both men were killed, but investigators say there were four gunmen and two others remain at large. The community of Seaford on Long Island is devastated by a fire that burned down a popular local restaurant.
Even in the winter months, people would come to Krabby Amy's to see if this waterfront restaurant was open. That's how popular it was. Residents say they cannot believe the restaurant was destroyed by fire.
It all went pretty fast.
So the whole Krabby Amy's, we just saw it go up in flames, and there was like a big explosion. One of the gas blew up or whatever.
The restaurant was actually closed because of the effects of Aaron, and no one was injured.
Oh, we're deeply saddened by it. We feel bad for the owner, feel bad for the community.
Authorities say the fire is not suspicious. It was caused by an electrical issue. Four boats in the water were also destroyed. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Seaford, Long Island.
A man slipped out of police custody in Lower Manhattan, taking off with a handcuff still dangling from his wrist. The 34-year-old broke free outside NYU Langone Medical Center around 7 last night while being moved from an ambulance. He was last seen running almost barefoot near East 30th and FDR Drive, leaving one of his sneakers behind. Police say he still hasn't been caught. Stars are headed to the Hamptons to save an arts group in Manhattan. Alec Baldwin, Gwyneth Paltrow, Julianne Moore, and Robert Downey Jr., among others, are some of the big names staging a reading of All the President's Men. You know, this one.
I'll keep you in the right direction if I can, but that's all. Just follow the money.
The benefit is for the Center at West Park, an arts group recently evicted from his home at historic West Park Presbyterian Church. The church and the group have been at odds over how much repair work is needed to save the building. The center hopes the money raised will help it land a new space, though it may not be back at West Park. Tickets for the East Hampton performance on Monday start at $1,000. Well, if you've got kids, there's a way to help with your grocery bills. It's called Summer EBT, and it loads $120 per child onto a card. Rachel Sabella with No Kid Hungry says the goal is to make sure families take advantage of it.
This is a brand new program that's providing eligible families $120 per child. And we want to make sure everybody knows about it, that if they have to apply, they're putting that application in. And most importantly, they're spending those dollars on nutritious food.
Earlier this year, No Kid Hungry revealed poll data showing 86% of city households are saying food costs were rising faster than their incomes. Applications for this assistance program are open through September 4th. To see if you qualify, you can go to summerebt.ny.gov. Well, this joyride turned out to be not at all joyful. Police say a man jumped into a yellow taxi cab that had been left running near First Avenue, drove one block, and smashed into a 27-year-old cyclist at East 33rd Street and 2nd Avenue. The bike rider was a little beat up, but didn't have serious injuries. He refused medical attention. The driver from the car drove a couple more blocks, then took off on foot. Luckily, cops were able to get the cab back to its driver. The hunt is still on for the man who temporarily stole his ride. The city is taking a big step forward in getting autonomous cars on our streets.
It's been months in the making, but Waymo now has that first ever permit. They'll be trying out up to 8 of the driverless vehicles in Manhattan and downtown Brooklyn from now until late September. For those of you a little nervous about the idea, there will be a trained safety specialist behind the steering wheel. The city DOT also says they will be coordinating closely with Waymo. There'll be regular meetings and data reporting. Mothers Against Drunk Driving giving the test program a green light for now, saying autonomous vehicles hold the exciting promise of preventing deaths and injuries caused by impaired driving. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
City beaches remain closed to swimming today as precautions continue due to Hurricane Erin. Governor Hochul says the ban is in place on Long Island, too, at Jones Beach, Robert Moses, and Hither Hill State Park. More than a million people are expected to come through the gates of the Billie Jean King Tennis Center in Queens when the U.S. Open officially kicks off next week. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says hundreds of officers will be deployed to the venue and the surrounding subway stations.
The 74th Street Roosevelt Avenue station along the 7EF, M and R lines, as well as Willits Point, 61st and Woodside, and Main Street stations along the 7 line. Additional transit officers plus Transit Bureau K-9 will be deployed throughout those stations and on those trains from August 24th through September 8th.
She says there will be even more officers than last year because it was a record-breaking year for attendance. There are no credible threats to the tournament.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.